Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Jake, good to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I worried for a second that you might introduce this in a different way, but no, you didn't. No, I'm glad, because it keeps me calm when you say, Jake, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
It is good to see you. It is good to see you.
It's good to see you.
I wanted to just take a moment of reflection, because this is episode 49, which means next episode is episode 50. And that, to me,
big milestone.
Feels like a milestone.
It's a massive milestone. Yeah.
Did you ever think we'd get to 50 eps?
There's been times where I've thought we won't.
Yeah.
We did have a thing early on where we said, let's just, no matter what happens, let's get to 100.
But I remember,
and then assess, if no one's listened to this and people hate this, then after 100, we can know this is not worth doing.
Yeah, but I remember you saying that to me, and me going, well, that's 2 years. And you were like, what? I was like, well, that's, if we do one a week, it's sort of... And you were like, oh, fuck yeah. I think in your head, 100 was like, 6 months, we could be at 100.
Well, yeah, that's a big commitment, isn't it?
That's one a week.
Yeah, we've had some highs. We also had some lows.
Let's talk through them.
The highs were very high.
We've had some very highs.
But the lows were very, very low. And then when it was in the middle, it was all right, wasn't it?
And we were up, we were halfway
up. Yeah.
Neither up nor down.
Highlights for me that stick out would be, well, your birthday with Fran Mallard.
That was fun, wasn't
it? That was really fun. Loved doing that.
Yeah.
I liked that sort of brief period of time where, this is sort of a high and a low, but a brief period of time where we would allow guests to phone a relative until we had one guest who said, I'm not doing that. Why would I call a relative for this shit? That was both a high and a low.
That was probably the biggest high to low.
I really
thought that segment was going to run and run and run. People ringing, phoning a relative. On the Who was it who phoned a relative? I think Aaron Ash rang his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was someone else.
I think Freya Mallard rang her partner.
Tom Ward.
We've also had, I mean, some of the highlights have just been the caliber of guests we've had as well, like meeting people like Maisie Adam and Nick Helm. And like, I mean, that in itself has been pretty bloody fun.
Yeah.
And the live episode, man.
Yes.
The live episode was maybe the highlight, not just the podcast, of my year. If you weren't there, where the hell were you? We had 130-odd pub quiz pod
listeners.
It was oversold, if anything.
Yeah.
It actually has released more. So people
I mean, it was unbelievable, because, I mean, it can become, same with doing the sketches and stuff, it can quite easy just become numbers on a screen, can't it?
And then you meet everyone.
And then meeting people, it was like, it was unbelievable.
If you were there and we met you... Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Sorry, it sounded like we all fucked everyone. No one had sex.
Post-quiz orgy?
Yes. Yeah. That's when all those names quiz on my face come into play.
Yeah.
I loved meeting everyone. We're going to do another one.
Sorry, I don't think I'm going to be able to quiz.
There's too many people watching. I can't quiz. We're going to do another one, I think. But if you were not there, which is actually fair enough if you weren't there, we are going to release the live episode as our 50th episode next week.
We had a brilliant guest on. It's our first returner.
Yeah, yeah.
First, we won't say who it is, but it was... we could say it was, most people probably know.
It leaves something. Yeah. Low lights of the pod in the last year.
Oh, there's not been many lows as a producer Connor's gout series.
Yeah.
We were worried about it at one point.
The gout arc has been a sort of interesting narrative arc, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, we have an amazing guest about to come on. She is, you may know her from TikTok.
Yeah.
You may know her from Instagram. It is the wonderful Lily Draycott. She's here now. Should we go and meet her?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is an online sensation known for her off-the-cuff humour and is a self-confessed pub quiz fanatic. She might be coming for our jobs. It's Lily Draycott.
Hi. So we're doing a
big clap to arrive as
It's nice to have a pub quiz fanatic.
Thank you.
On the, a lot of guests come on and they're not really into quizzing very much.
Yeah, it's shit when they do that. Yeah. It is.
Why are you here?
We've loved all the guests that have come on here, but when they come on and they're like, Why don't we see how badly we can do at the quiz? Why don't you see how badly you can fuck off, actually?
No, I want to see how hard I can beat everybody else.
Yeah, how hard you can beat everyone. Yeah. Wow.
Not just beating them, fucking
after
hard.
After the quiz.
Well, I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to beat you hard. I liked in the intro it said you're a self-confessed pub quiz fanatic, as if you were like, I've got to confess something, guys.
Forgive me, Father.
Forgive me, Father, for I have quizzed. I've just got to get this out of here.
In your face.
Oh no.
It's a classic. Do you get a chance to quiz a lot?
I quiz every Thursday.
You're joking.
I am. We go to our local pub quiz every Thursday and lose mostly, but it's the shrine that comes.
Losers in don't come first or losers in come last?
No, just don't come first. We always get like high, it's at 35. So we always get like 29, 30. Yeah. We've won twice.
Oh wow.
We've probably been 10 times.
It sounds like quite an easy pub quiz if you're not winning. Yeah. If it's out of 35, yeah, you're not winning, but every week you're getting 30.
Yeah, it's not like...
Oh, right. Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's not, you know, University Challenge. Yeah. It's not that.
I guess it isn't, yeah. I want to picture the scene. So describe the pub for me so I can get a real vision of this. Describe the quiz master.
Okay.
And who are the sort of people that are at this place?
Right. So... there's two local quizmasters. One of them's a really old man that mumbles into the mic like this and can't hear us in. And you just have to sort of guess, which is nice. And then there's another bloke his questions are a little bit harder, so you know you're in for a hard time when you get that guy. But the pub is proper classic northern, old, rundown. Not. I feel like he's going to watch this, the landlord, and be like, what the hell is it?
Rundown?
What do you mean? No, but it's like
I've just spent 50 grand refurbished it.
Yeah.
Scrub that urine on myself, you bastard.
I know, I feel really bad. Don't watch this, please, Tim. And
You can't say don't watch it, Tim. And the only way you know that is to watch it.
I'm going to go to the pub next week and be like, Tim, I gave you a shout out on the podcast. Go and have a look. I love it. But yeah, it's like a classic local pub.
What's it called?
It's called the Red Lion.
What's the, we like to talk a bit about pub quiz prizes. What's the prize for winning?
Absolutely nothing. Actually, no, you win a tenner. I think you win a tenner.
A tenner?
I think you get a tenner, yeah, because it's £1 to play each per person. And then you win a actually, they're making loads of money there.
Yeah. I feel like you've just discovered a major financial coup going on. Hang on a minute, the banks are fucking us.
Yeah, because there must be like, there's loads of people play. It's like...
50 of us, haven't we put in a quid?
50
people
play.
50
people
play.
Hang on.
So he's like, right.
Tim's taking 90%.
Make sure you pay, guys, obviously. It goes towards the prize fund. So that's £50 in tonight, which means £10 in. Hang on a minute.
I'll just spend more than that on two Fosters.
Yeah, what's going on there? So what is that? So always £10, and you've won twice.
Yeah, we've won twice.
Right. So what? And then you. So how many on your team?
Oh, we have quite a few. We push the limits a bit. It's about eight people.
Sometimes
it can only be about four. Right. But it can get up to eight.
There's eight of you. You're
making all my friends.
You, and you win. You're making like 20.
Right, okay, guys. Don't leave before getting your £1 10 back.
Yeah.
I need to go and drop off Lydia's £1 10.
Why don't I Monzo you the £1 10? And then you can... Oh, you covered my entry. Okay, don't worry. Do you know what? Leave it. It's fine. It's so fine.
So you've got a lovely bit of glitter in your eyebrow. Don't we get it?
Just turn it lovely, then I'll keep it.
Do you want to keep it?
Does it look nice? Does it look nice?
I can't see it, to be honest.
Right eyebrow. Go on, take it out. Take it out.
No, he's good.
Get it out. Get it fucking out.
Yeah, get it out.
Oh, no, it's not out.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you... Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is a lovely bit of glitter.
It is.
Yeah. Wonder where I got that from.
And you planned that beforehand.
Wonder where I got that. Make a wish.
Make a wish.
The shit.
Well, no, make a wish.
The shit that you have to make a wish for. Oh, that's make a wish.
Yeah, I know.
Penny in a well, make a wish.
Yeah.
Two farts in a row, make a wish. Birthday, make a wish.
Who's your liability in your quiz team?
Me.
Is it really?
It's me, yeah, no, because I'll say something really confidently. And be like, yeah, I know this, obviously. It's Stoke-on-Trent. And then it'll get to the answers, isn't it? Very clearly isn't that. And that happens all the time, and I'm always so confident with it. And then it gets to the answers, and I'm like this. Yeah. Who said that? Who was it that said that one? And it's always me.
So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but when we were hanging out before, turns out, big history buff.
Yes. Yeah, I have a degree.
Wow.
And I'm doing my master's now. So, yeah.
You're going to know some history stuff, surely.
Yeah, but I feel like it'll be really niche, sort of.
What's your master's, like, what specific area? Well, what area did you, of history did you do in your degree, and what area are you doing in your master's? Bloody hell.
It's, right, we're about to lose all comedy aspect of the podcast. I did the transatlantic slave trade.
Sure.
I really...
Sure. That was you, was it? I was looking for someone to blame.
Yeah, so that was my undergrad. But for my master's, I'm doing it, I'm tracking the evolution of women's agency in romance novels for my dissertation.
Amazing.
So, very interesting.
History and literature.
Yeah, history and literature. I'm sort of doing a little bit of a crossover.
I feel incredibly confident that you're going to be able to be a very valuable member of this team.
Oh, you've been misled.
We sort of ask, we like to ask our guest for their favourite fact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something for us?
I do. I thought I'd go along the history lines because I knew it would come up. And I talked about this the other day on my history, a little like history video I did on TikTok. Did you know in World War II, everyone was off their tits on meth?
Everyone?
And by everyone. So the German soldiers were distributed methamphetamine tablets in the beginning of the war, so like 1939 to probably 40, 41, not very. But like when they were doing the Blitzkrieg and invading Poland and everywhere else, it was really, really common for the soldiers on the front line to be on methamphetamines.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
So just the German side then, not the British?
No, we did it too.
Did we?
Yeah, we did it later. Different form of tablets. We did amphetamines instead of methamphetamines, but like a couple of years.
Amphetamines are the girls.
But yeah, so we did it too. And it was really, they were distributing like 39 million tablets every like 6 months.
That must be quite
to the
must,
German
that must
soldiers.
Be quite a come down.
Yeah, hell of a come down.
Yeah.
First day of 1946. Fucking hell, my head.
Yeah. I did some disgusting things last night.
Yeah.
Honestly, mate, I'll tell you what, today's the day I'm in the trenches. I mean, really, really, really not too good.
Should we order a Domino's?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's tickled me so much.
Today's the day I'm in the trenches. It's great. That's very good.
Oh, I feel rough. Fucking hell. I don't think you can go to work.
Fuck it.
It's lucky, actually, the women are taking up most of the vehicles.
Yeah.
Air of a dog, pass me another one.
Wow, that's a great fact. Really great fact. I wonder if Churchill was on that then.
He was an alcoholic.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah, so he was just...
One. Yeah, him and Rudolph. Lou, do you have an idea for what we should be called?
I do. Well, I can tell you that our...
And is it filth?
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's, you know, it's virgin on filth.
Sure.
It's,
great
filth.
Virgin on filth.
That's where
I
like to... That's usually where I like to keep the line, virgin on filth. So it's our normal pub quiz team name is a take on Earth, Wind and Fire, which is Girth, Minge and Cider. No quiz.
Really nice. It's just no rhyme. Yeah. I love that. Yes.
Girth, Minge and Cider.
And you only know it's a play on Earth, Wind and Fire if you're told.
Yeah.
Imagine hearing Girth, Minge and Cider in isolation. Like, don't really know what they've got to do with each other.
Yeah. Or I do like Her Majesty's Secret Cervix.
I think I do prefer Girth, Wind, Girth, Minge and Cider.
I really like Girth, Minge and Cider.
Can we be called
really
Girth,
like,
Minge and Cider?
Yeah, cool.
Girth, Minge,
now you have to write it down.
Cider.
Oh, my
yes, lovely. Each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz sent in from a genuine quizmaster.
Mm.
Okay, so this week it's a brand new quizmaster. This is someone who's never sent a quiz in before.
That's so cool.
His name is Mike from the Brandling Villa in South Gosforth.
I don't even know where
Gosforth
that is.
Gosforth sounds nice.
Gosforth is. Sam, do you know where South Gosforth is?
Gosforth. Oh, oh, is it Newcastle?
Brilliant stuff.
I bet Mike is a good time.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that as a play on words and on time, actually, even though that worked out quite well.
It's good, actually.
It was also a bit flirtatious to Mike. I bet Mike is a good time.
Keep that in.
So he runs his quiz every Sunday at 8 p.m. Ooh. Sunday at 8 is that's a hard wild, sell, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Everyone's thinking, okay, I'm going to get ready for work. I've got the sort of like Sunday scaries and all that. And he's thinking, Sunday, I want to get them in at 8 p.m. That means he's not finishing until 10.
Yeah.
Good on him, though. I mean, that tells me he's got a group of very loyal customers.
Mm. I feel like Newcastle is the only place you could do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think anywhere else in the country, it's a hard sell.
So he's done the quiz at the new Greg's Fennec pub. So it's a
the
pub.
Inaugural Greg's pub.
Yeah, it must be the first Greg's pub. That's amazing.
I think we've got a good quiz master on our hands.
I think we've got a really good quiz master.
Can I just say, you've got another little bit of glitter on you.
Where have you been?
On your nose this time. Just going to grab it for you. There we go.
I honestly don't know what it works from.
A little bit there.
Hmm.
Okay.
What could that be? Could that be?
From your Christmas decorations.
God, I look like I've gone down on a BG. Okay.
That's good. Round one is general knowledge.
Right.
Know where we stand with that. So, question one. Mm. Four puffs and a piano.
Four puffs.
Oh, this is...
With a house band for which talk show host?
So I got the feeling that Mike just really wants an excuse to be able to say puffs and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
And Mike... Strike one, buddy. Strike one, all right?
Yeah.
That might pass up in Newcastle, Mike, but
not down here.
Four puffs and a piano with a house band for which talk show host is Jonathan Ross. And they'd always have t-shirts of like the most famous guest that was coming on. Little extra touch.
Right. Yeah. Question number two. What two-word term refers to the quality of a pre-owned product, originally coming from the coin industry?
The quality of a pre-owned product.
Two-word term refers to the quality of a pre-owned product. What it originally came from a coin industry.
What's something to do with coins and the Royal Mint?
Yeah, all I can think of is mint.
Like, mint condition.
Yeah.
Oh, mint condition. Mint condition. That's lovely.
Really nice. Well done, Lily.
That's nice, huh?
It's really nice.
Question three. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, is the aunt of which famous pop star? I feel like you might know this, Jake. I feel like this is sort of knowledge you'll have.
Oh, I do not know this at all.
Oh, okay.
I do not know this at all. This doesn't even ring a bell.
What's her name?
Nancy Cartwright.
Cartwright. Does that mean anything?
I feel like I might have... Oh, that's good. Famous pop star. Could it be...
I have no idea.
I feel like I have heard this before somewhere. I don't... like someone's gone, do you know that person? Could it be Ariana Grande?
Could it be Sabrina Carpenter?
Actually, I think you might be right. I think you could be right there.
Sorry to go
I don't...
I think you could be right.
This is one of those times.
It rings
when
a bit of a bell.
Something.
It rings a bit of. I might look like I do this a lot on the podcast. I realise. I think I've heard this, and I think yeah. I've noticed I do it a lot.
Nothing
you know
to go
what?
Off.
There's something in the back of my mind telling me.
I like that. I like that a lot. Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Do you fancy Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
Do you? Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Bit of a bit of a Goldilocks paradigm, wasn't it?
Yeah. Question number four. In 2008, Liberal Democrat MP Lembik Opik became engaged to Gabriella Iremia, who was one half of which pop group?
I feel like I'm sort of flying the flag for aging millennials here because I remember the Jonathan Ross show being on BBC and I remember this relationship, I suppose. He was an MP for the Liberal Democrats who married one of the Cheeky Girls.
Oh, the Cheeky Girls.
Do you remember the Cheeky Girls?
Yeah. I would never have got that.
Yeah. Okay, don't remember.
You are the Cheeky
Girls. I'm far too young for that, right?
Yeah, I get it. The Cheeky Girls. You are the Cheeky Boys.
I started that a minute ago and no one joined in. So I did it back. So another thing we like to do, Lily, is try and build a bit of an image of our quizmaster. So Mike from Newcastle... You've done the first one at the Greg's pub. I think four questions in, if we're right with our answers, he's gone mint condition, because he likes that phrase. That is mint.
Mm.
He's gone then Sabrina Carpenter and Cheeky Girls. I think we're dealing with a bloke's bloke here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a man's man.
Yeah, definitely.
Mike, I don't think there's any doubt of it.
I think he's 35.
Yeah.
I think he's 35 years old.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was going to, yeah.
Good
I think
age.
35.
Good age.
I think he drinks, I think he drinks Guinness.
I could see him having a John Smith's.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if this upholds his image. Number five, in alphabetical order, What is the fifth state of the United States?
Ooh, that's quite a nice question. Nice question, but tricky question. So,
right, the ones that begin with A then.
What are all the ones beginning with A?
Arizona.
Arizona, nice. Alabama, Arkansas.
You're just singing the song.
Alabama, Arkansas, Alabama.
That is a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you spell Arkansas?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Arkansas, isn't it?
Yeah, nice. Is that Arkansas or just Arkansas?
Arkansas with a K.
Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas.
I'm not great with US state.
I don't know if there's any more that begin with it. I think that's it, isn't it?
US, saying US states is like saying rest in peace, RIP in peace. You know when people do that when someone dies and on Twitter it'd be like rip in peace. I always love that. Rip in peace, Michael Jackson.
I always love that. You see someone burying their grandparent. Yeah.
I love that. Idiot.
Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas. I don't think there's any other A's.
So B's.
Baltimore, I think, is a state.
Is it a state, Baltimore?
Is Baltimore a state or is that a city? Fuck.
I have no idea.
Shit.
I'm writing it down just
because. Was Baltimore in Maryland?
All I can think of is the song in Hairspray. Good morning, Baltimore. You ever heard that?
Okay, so why are they singing that?
Because she lives in Baltimore.
But do you think she lives in Baltimore? Like, does it feel like Baltimore's the city or the state?
It feels like it's the city.
Okay, that's good to know. That's helpful.
It's good.
In that case, any other B's? Okay, going down to C's, California.
Oh, yeah.
Connecticut. I think it's Connecticut.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this round, guys? I think Jonathan Ross, Mint Condition, Cheeky Girls feels good. Sabrina Carpenter in Connecticut is 50-50s.
Yeah.
So we would love Lily to get a 5 out of 5. Doesn't always happen. Maybe 1 every 3, 1 every 4 episodes we get a 5 out of 5 on a round. Kick off with one.
I'm glad to know it's not every episode and I'm...
No, yeah. Pressure would be on. Sucks.
The pressure's high.
4 puffs and a piano. Shouldn't keep saying it. Should we? Question one.
I think the way you're saying it's better because you're not saying the offensive word. You're saying like sugar puff.
To be fair, yeah, I spelt it P-U-F-F. I would have spelt it P-O-O-F-S.
Yes.
That's why I said
that'd be 4 poofs to the piano.
I was thinking about cheese puffs.
Yeah, I was 4 poofs to the piano would be sort of like, right, we've got 4 places for you to rest your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got a piano.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is Jonathan Ross. Well done, Jake.
Yes.
Good start. Crack it. Couldn't have asked for a better start.
No.
Apart from a homophobia. Question two. Which two-word term refers to the quality of pre-owned products? It's mint condition.
Oh, there it is. Brilliant.
Nice.
Really good.
This is good stuff.
Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson, is the aunt of which pop star? It is Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It is. Absolutely incredible. Well done.
Look at that.
Look, we're on here.
Here we go.
To get one of the two that we're unsure of is brilliant.
You're pretty confident on Cheeky Girls, aren't you?
I'm 100%. 100p on that.
Cheeky Girls. So this is it. This is Connecticut. We've kicked off with a 5 out of 5.
Ooh,
and I don't say it too early. 15 out of 15 is in our
it's in our
cards. It's in reach.
Before we release the next release the answer. before we see the next answer, I know earlier you tried to sing Cheeky Girls, I didn't hear it. Just before we get sad about not getting 5 out of 5, do you want to sing it a bit?
We are the cheeky girls, we are the cheeky girls, you are the cheeky boys, you are the cheeky boys.
It's very easy to get the lyrics to that one, yeah. It's not too complex.
I was thinking, do I join in that right bit?
They're the only band I know of who've done a gig at Trowbridge Park. Question 5.
Moving on.
In alphabetical order, what is the 5th state of the United States? We said Connecticut. We wrote down Arizona, Alabama... what else did we write?
Arkansas,
California.
And then Connecticut. The answer is... California.
Alaska. Oh. Alaska. Oh, that feels frustrating. I feel like we would have got Alaska eventually.
Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it? You don't think of Alaska. You just think of... Oh, man. That hurts.
It does.
Because that means all of our working was correct up to them. Because California, we had in 4th place.
Yeah.
We just needed that one extra.
Ah, shit. That's the... We've got to pick ourselves back up from that one, I think.
Yeah.
This is going to take some...
That was it.
Some bringing back.
Yeah. How good are you at picking yourself up after major setbacks?
Sorry,
we're on Diary of CEO now. Go on, cry.
Have you got any tissues? Yeah, no, I feel like bouncing back's in the nature of a pub quiz. Yes. It's got to be. You're not going to know them all, and I know hardly any. So
Sabrina Carpenter was
huge. You were very good.
Was huge. Mint condition, huge.
Sabrina Carpenter, that was my moment. Now I'm here for vibes.
Round two is called Some More General Knowledge for You. I appreciate that you're not getting paid to do this, yeah, but to be that sort of begrudging, all right, here's some more for you then. No, thank you very much for your quiz. We're very much enjoying it so far. Mm. Question number one, what is the three-word motto of France?
Live, laugh,
live, laugh, and just love. It's liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
What does that mean?
Liberty. Liberté means liberty.
Yeah.
Égalité, I think, means equality.
Okay.
And fraternité, I don't know. I think it sort of means something along the lines of like brotherhood and like comradeship and societal cohesion.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Does the UK have a motto?
Stop the boats? I don't know.
Three words. Is it a thing every country has? You know, every football team has a mascot. Does every country have a motto?
It's a really good point. I don't know. What would
did your schools have a motto?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
I think it was care, inspire, succeed.
Wow. it was a Latin one. I don't know what it means in English though. Te diagona square. I think it means like to lend a helping hand.
Fair enough.
The motto of France is liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Well done.
Lib, égal, fraternité. It's the motto of the French Revolution, of the French Republic. So when they said, right, we're going to get rid of having a king, we want to build our new constitution on these principles.
Mm.
Question. It's not funny, but you know.
Don't always have to be, yeah.
Question number two. Which TV show broadcast the first ever interracial kiss? I don't know about TV show, but the first podcast is this one. come on, you.
We do actually have a tradition of having a kiss.
We do.
Not on the pod. But
not on the pod.
In private, when no one's looking.
When you come over and we have a bit of a Lucy weekend. Lucy weekend?
Are we going to have a Lucy weekend?
I don't know.
Great girl. So. Did you get there first?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lily. Apologies.
I'm glad I went that way for that gag.
I wrote about this in my dissertation.
Did you?
Yes, and I can't remember.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. Your whole thing is about the agency of women in literature and narrative.
And you don't even care.
I wrote about this interracial kiss.
First interracial kiss.
You must have some idea.
Oh my God. That's going to come to me at like...
TV show. Is it a comedy?
When's it going to come to you?
Not in time. I don't think it's going to be in time.
I was going to say, if it's going to come to you like the next 5 minutes, brilliant.
Yeah.
If it's another 2 a.m. jobby, we're fucked.
Yeah.
UK TV show?
No, I think it was in America.
That helps.
Okay.
Yes.
Like long running soap opera, like in Dallas or something
sitcom?
Like that?
No, I don't think it was.
What's the one that...
Friends?
No, they didn't
know. That's genuine. They do.
Who? Oh, Charlie. His girlfriend
at
one point.
Yeah, Charlie,
yeah. Yeah, that's one in 10 seasons. Some TV shows in America that might have had an interracial kiss. Days of Our Lives. Like those soap operas that were running for a long time. The Cosby Show.
Do you remember what sort of year it was? Was it like an 80s show? Was it earlier than that?
I think it was earlier than that. I think it was... Well, didn't it say the year?
No.
I think it was about the 60s, 70s.
Golden Girls.
I don't know if it was on like a, not a, like a soap or anything, but more of a chat showy reality thing.
Oprah?
I don't know if it was something like that.
Oh.
I can't remember. I'm going to kick myself.
Oprah or something? No.
No, how old's Oprah?
No, Oprah's going to be too recent. Let's come back to it. I think it's going to come to you.
Yeah. Can you just keep that whirring away in the
background? Yeah, I'll sit here.
We'll move on to question three, but we'll...
Yeah.
Let's keep that moving.
Who famously, or what name was given by the man who hijacked a plane in 1971, threatened the staff via a note, sipped on a bourbon, parachuted out with $200,000, which is £1.8 million today, and was never seen again? I have no idea. Is this a real person?
Gotta be James Bond. No one else would do that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Do you think it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a great shout. Oh, but he was seen again. I was with you up until
you've seen again every 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, that means had another 10 films since then. Unless it was the last, like a certain one of the James Bonds.
But why would James Bond steal money?
Because he was getting it. Because he was getting it back from the baddies.
Okay, got
it. Well, I know James Bond. Like I know James Bond.
I'm up for James Bond.
Yeah, but I think it needs to be a specific one because never seen again is. Doesn't work.
So would it be Roger Moore's James Bond?
Whatever. Yeah, I think a specific one. Yeah.
I think Roger Moore. Well, Sean Connery's James Bond. I think Roger Moore was in the 70s.
Early 70s.
Sean Connery's James Bond.
Does someone's James Bond era end with a scene like that?
Oh, you know what? I'm not big on James Bond, but I still think it's a great suggestion.
I'm not big on Bond, but yeah, I like it. Question number 4. Where would you find people with the nicknames Green Boots, the German Lady, and Sleeping Beauty? Green Boots, the German Lady, and Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, it's Everest, isn't it? Climbing Everest. It's the people that are frozen, isn't it?
Oh, that is... You are so clever. You are
very good.
How do you know that, you fucking nerd?
I don't know. It's the Green Boots is definitely one.
I think you're right,
He's the famous one that everyone passes.
And aren't they used as like landmarks going up Everest?
So you know how far you've gotten, bit morbid, but
have you got to? Wow, because obviously they can't rescue the people, so people just die and then they're just like preserved in the
ice.
We
know where you are now,
and then it's like, okay, so when you hit Green Boots, you know you're like 2/3 of the way through,
right? So rather than a sign being like 5 miles this way, it's just dead person, bloody hell, quizzing. Question number 5. What were you watching in the 90s and 2000s if there were characters called Sergeant Bash, Matilda, and Sir Killalot? Sergeant Bash. I know this one.
Yeah.
Oh. This is another. I don't know the ones where it's just, oh, I only know because I'm sort of older. It's Robot Wars.
Oh.
You know what? I think this feeds into Mike being mid-30s.
just a bit.
I think. How does this round compare to the image we had of him after the previous round? How does this round feed
into it? I think this has shown him to be a bit more of a nuanced individual, and I sort of want to take back some of the stuff.
You say that, but I'm worried that... Yeah, James Bond, yeah, all right.
If it is James Bond, we don't know. He's celebrating international kisses.
Fair enough.
He's celebrating the sort of dream of the Republic.
This is my word, and I don't want to say this about Mike, but just with a negative head on, I think, is he celebrating that? Or is it just like for a bit of a laugh in the pub?
What?
Interracial kisses.
You
know what I mean? Is it celebrating? Or is he just like...
I don't know.
I think he's trying to claw himself back from...
Is he trying to show himself to have been like...
He'd be like, I have had a laugh
in the past.
Mike could be of colour. He's not, but he could be. We've got one last chance to get this question number 2. You are our only hope here, Lily. You covered this in your dissertation.
Yes, something's telling me. It's got the word love in the title. I don't know why I'm looking at
you. Oh, Love Boat. Love Boat?
Do you think? I don't know. That is something in my head, it's got the word love in it.
That's an American TV show in the 60s.
All right, lovely.
All right then. This is where it's got nothing to do with anything that I just said.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Here we go. I'm going to hide the answers from you all so that we can add some jeopardy. What is the 3-word motto for France? Liberty, Egality, Fraternity.
Well done, Jay.
Question number 2. The TV show that broadcasts first over interracial kiss... Star Trek. I don't think a human kissing an alien counts as interracial.
Of course it was Star Trek.
So it's not really a celebration.
Yeah, unless it was.
It was, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I think it was a black actress, wasn't it? It was her. Black actress.
Was Star Trek originally a TV show, was it? I always thought it was films.
I don't know. Unless it's the end of the first film.
Oh, it was originally a TV series. Okay.
Who famously was...
Did that come back to you? Really?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, of course it was.
You didn't get your dissertation wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like, right.
Okay.
It was in Love Something. It was D.B. Cooper, not James Bond. D.B. Cooper.
Who's that?
This is the guy who...
Yeah, I know that.
We don't know.
Did that actually happen then?
Was never seen again. Yeah, it's an actual thing.
Oh my god.
Question number 4, was the bodies on Everest? Very well done. Incredible answer.
That's an incredible answer. I've never got to that.
I'm going to tell people about that as well. So Sleeping Beauty and Green Boots and German Lady. Robot Wars was the final one. Which takes us into a comfortable score of how much, Liam?
So 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
As we go into the
final round. Not bad at all.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You may have seen on the iPad it says interview segment.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Do people know you as Lily Draco or Lily Steaks? Because actually, I have to admit, we were saying, Lily Steaks is on, are we?
Yeah.
We thought you might be sort of like a beef influencer. Mm. Yeah. Not very many Hindu followers. It's Lily Steaks and Lily Draco. Is Lily Steaks like a stage name? Like it's your online handle?
It's my TikTok handle is Lil's Takes 2.
Yes.
And people have just assumed my name was Lily Steaks.
Did you have a Lil Steaks 1?
Yeah, I did have an original account. It was banned.
What?
So, TikTok thought I was underage. And so every time I'd wear any clothes that had, if I had a shoulder out, they'd ban my video. And I got so many banned in a row that my account got permanently.
And how many were you on? How many followers?
I only had about probably a few thousand, 5,000.
Right.
And then I didn't really start doing TikTok until that like second little account blew up.
How old were you when you started properly sort of building a following and doing TikTok?
I started in lockdown. So when I was started making videos when I was about 17, and then it really blew up when I was like 18, 19, and I was in my first and second year of uni. And I started doing it as a job and like earning from it.
Fucking
so
hell.
You were earning throughout uni?
I used it as my job to earn money.
And how old are you now? 20?
I'm 22.
Okay.
What was the content that like started doing really well for you?
I used to work at Build-A-Bear when I was 16, and I used to told all the stories of like what the weird things that the kids would say and the parents. And
I think I remember watching these videos, you know?
Yeah, so I got famous for being like the Build-A-Bear girl.
Do people still say that to you now?
Yeah.
You? Really?
People yeah. Go, that's my, yeah. If I was walking through a festival, actually, in the summer, and someone just shouted, Build-A-Bear at me, and I was like, yes, and that's...
I don't have the stuff on me.
What was it like having like a following and being sort of famous whilst at uni?
It was really weird because TikTok definitely pushes your videos out to people more in your local area. So I was like, the most attention I ever got was when I was in Sheffield, because I went to uni in Sheffield. And obviously it's a really student city, so it was all people my age. So nights out were just like, yeah, that girl off TikTok. I'd spend half my night like going and like walking around, but then never ever anywhere else. Like you'd never get recognised anywhere else.
Did it ever put you off like nights out and stuff like that? You were like, oh, I just want to go out with my mates, but I'm just going to be like in clubs just constantly talking to people. Did it put you off or were you...
Not really. I think it did more my friends more than it did me, because I don't mind. I love it's such a privilege to do the job like this and like meet people that have watched your videos. It's really weird, but for I think for my friends that just sort of spent a lot of time waiting for me to come back from places, maybe they were a bit like but it was not like all the time, it's not a very common thing. So
do you have like an end goal with the social media stuff? Is there something you're aspiring to, or you just sort of see how it goes?
Yeah, I'm just sort of doing it and seeing where it goes at the minute, but I want to use it to get to I want to be a history documentary television presenter, so social that's media brilliant. And then using my history degrees at the same time.
Yeah,
that's sort of why I'm doing the both together, I thought.
Oh, I think you're like bang on track for that, aren't you?
Yeah, perfect. Right,
like such a following and be like a natural talker and voice and have the personality and then back it up with actual sort of intelligence and knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so when people follow you now off this, can they expect to see a lot more history stuff coming soon?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more history stuff. I do want to do a little history series on YouTube and make my videos a little bit longer, because I like doing the little videos on TikTok, but sometimes people are like, oh, can you tell us more about this? Is there anything else? And I thought if I could make longer form videos and do a little series on it, because there's some really interesting stuff.
I mean, I'm sure we've said it loads already, but where can people find you?
They can find me on TikTok mostly, Lils Takes Two. My handle is Lils Takes Two for everything. I'm also on Instagram and YouTube, but TikTok is my base, really.
Fuck amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Lily Steaks.
Yes.
Are you ready for the final round?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can get 1 5 out of 5? Do you think you can make this trip from Derbyshire worthwhile?
It was never going to be.
Brutal.
No, it's already worthwhile. I feel like, I feel it's within grasp. It's within reach.
We've done a 4 and then a 3.
So it's not looking good.
Really nice, I actually think, I'm just looking ahead at the questions, I think this might be a 6-point round. A 6 out of 6 has never
happened.
Been done.
We look at the sort of mathematical quirks of the formats that they get sent, just to hoping for there to be new records.
Yeah. Trying to freshen it up.
We've actually never had a 3 out of 5 in round 2 when it's been about geography.
So round 3 is connections. So we're going to get 5 questions and then there will be a bonus point at the end for what's the connection between these 5.
Right, okay.
So question 1. Which British serial killer signed his taunting letter to Scotland Yard with "From Hell"?
Oh, how many British serial killers
sent a taunting letter to Scotland Yard and said "From Hell"? So it was someone who they were on the look for.
Yeah.
Someone who they were on the hunt for. Was it? It wasn't. I mean, we're actually recording in Whitechapel.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been Jack the Ripper, you know.
Well, it's really got to be London, hasn't it? If it's Scotland Yard, so it's not just. It's got to be a London.
Yeah.
Nice. Serial killer.
I think it.
I like Jack the Ripper a lot.
So, question 2: which car did Thierry Henry famously advertise with the slogan "Va va voom"?
I remember these adverts so clearly. Oh my god! Va va voom.
I don't know.
Va va voom. Citroen. Citroen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Citroen.
Definitely.
Not definitely, no. 60% sure.
I'd be surprised if it is, because it's a bit... like, it's not like a luxury car, is it, Citroen?
It's got that va-va-voom.
And Henri's a bit of a luxury sort. I don't think he'd associate himself with Citroen, but... yeah.
It does sound French. Oh, va-va-voom makes it sound French.
Do you remember the advert?
No.
I don't, actually.
All-time favourite advert?
All-time favourite advert? Oh, the Cadbury's one with the kids with the eyebrows.
It's good, that. I can't do it.
And what's the answer? What,
2 eyebrows or none?
2 eyebrows or none?
Good to do it.
All or nothing.
I'm trying my best. It just looks like a facial spasm.
If you are watching on YouTube, have a look now. We're going to show all 3 of us giving it a go. You can tell us who's the best. 3, 2, 1.
Recreating
the
Cadbury
wave,
advert.
Though, you know when they get them perfectly?
Oh, yeah, the wave is nice.
Can you do it?
I used to do this thing where I'd say I'd get a hair here, like a little incision.
Oh yeah, this is good.
Oh,
little incision here.
It's good fun.
Thread it through.
Oh, that's good, a good fun. One.
There, another one.
Oh, both sides.
Yeah, that's very nice. That's
I
very
feel like
nice.
It's very rare for someone to be able to do both sides.
Thank you.
Usually it's just one or the other.
I needed that.
I'd put that on your CV.
Do you remember that thing at school people always used to do? You'd take your arm out your sleeve and then you hold the sleeve and then
yes! Yeah. That is quality. Go on, do it. We've got time. Yeah, we need to do it. We've got time for this.
Oh, I've always got time for this.
This is gold.
This is absolute gold. Remember this? You'd sit at school like that. You know what I used to do to add a bit more realism? I'd actually put my arm up there so it sort of looked
more like an arm.
And then you go, yeah.
But why would it only go up if your thing went down? That's what I never understood. Why couldn't it just beat like that? Go on.
Yeah, because it doesn't. It's got to be that, hasn't it?
Why does it have to be that though? Why can't it just be?
Because it looks no. Because it then looks like you've got two arms.
Let it just like heartbeat there.
It's not.
It's
right.
Not as fun, is it?
No. It's because it looks like both arms are here, just sort of linked, and that is off its own accord. That's your heartbeat, you know, your chest.
That's off its own accord.
Just like that. That's your classic heartbeat in your chest. Yeah. That's why you've got to do the two-arm mechanism.
That's really nice.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Doesn't work. Doesn't
work. It's always nice to analyse things like that.
Doesn't work in a t-shirt.
I love stuff like that at school. Do you remember armpit farts?
Yeah.
They've gone out for sure. Are the kids of today still doing armpit farts?
We've probably got our youngest guest on the podcast. Remember armpit farts?
You'll like this.
This will be one for you.
Right. I'm going to try and do one.
I reckon I can comfortably do one.
I think you're just going to do it like a normal...
Oh, I can't get a purchase. Another go.
I used to be able to do it with my leg.
That was so meaty. That was so meaty. The depth of sound was incredible. Lily, do you want to have a cry?
No, I don't think
I'll. No, it's fine.
It's a bit past my time, actually.
That was incredible.
Mate, fair play.
That was a good one.
Is there any other classic school ones?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number two. What we want to put here?
Again, we're hoping the connection bit at the end will come in and give us a hand, but
we've got anything that connects you at the
river. Let's put Citroën, but I'm going to put it in brackets. Jack the Ripper should also be in brackets. We don't know that for sure. Question three, which rank in the British Army?
I don't know the answer to the questions.
Which rank in the British Army or RAF is represented by wearing three chevrons? General, sergeant.
Okay. So is it like the amount of chevrons you have?
The better you are?
It could well count down, I don't know.
So, look, I know we keep putting this off so to try and get the connections, but I'm sensing there's a question here at number four we will get.
Yes, let's have a look. So, which pop group had members called Sarah, Nicola, Nadine, Cheryl and Kimberly? So that's Girls Aloud.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something.
Girls Aloud. We've got something to go on here.
Girls Aloud, and we sort of feel a bit confident on Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
So Ripper, Aloud. Girls, Jack.
He did have a thing for girls. This we know.
Famously.
We're looking for someone who we think, and I think the researcher said this, he's got a thing for girls.
The researcher said this. This is Mike. We've got to think. This is coming from...
Yeah, that's
Mike.
True.
You know, from this Mike. Is Mike that's writing this. Yeah.
So let's do question five and just see if there's anything that either. So name the mountain pass which connects Afghanistan and Pakistan, which has been and still is one of the most important trade routes between Central and South Asia. So a mountain pass which connects Afghanistan and Pakistan is one of the most important trade routes between Central and South Asia.
Important trade routes?
Mountain pass.
I don't know the mountain pass at all. No. This is a really, really
tough. This is tough,
round.
Isn't it? Yeah. After two rounds actually, before, which we were sort of like
doing okay on,
doing all right.
I don't know the mountain pass, I'm afraid.
And we had this before with a different quizmaster. Similarly, quite a laddie quizmaster from Walthamstow, Dave Durkin's episode, and he did the same thing. Round one and two, sort of general knowledge.
It's now like
fine, yeah, like four out of five. And then connection round, where really it should be a little bit easier, I think, because you've got the extra thing to be thinking of. It was just ridiculously difficult.
So, mountain ranges in that region.
Yeah. Fair enough. List them.
No, do we know? No, I have no idea. Do we know any? Well, out to the group.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Where's the Himalayas?
Himalayas is more like North India rather than Pakistan and Afghanistan, I think.
Right.
Okay, well, let's go back to number one then. British Steel Killer stuff.
So, right, let's just work off Jack the Ripper, which we're not 100% sure on, and Girls Aloud.
Right.
Any link?
I think you're right with maybe the Ripper and Aloud, maybe sort of a noise.
Would there be a noise element?
A noise element?
It's not a bad shout.
Because also, it's not even what car brand, it's what car specifically.
Yeah.
Ford Focus.
It might be something like that.
That he was advertising.
But like, but it's gonna be the name of the brand. It's gonna be the name of the model. It's gonna be the name of the model, not the name of the brand. So then we're really fucked.
I think let's just go Jack the Ripper, Citroen, Girls Aloud, British Army rank. Should we go private?
Yeah.
Mm. This is a sad end, but and then the mountain pass.
It's a sad end, isn't it?
Should we go? What did we?
We've ended up with We ended up with an armpit fart and a fallout.
Yeah. What did you say, Himalayas?
God.
No, I don't know.
Well, we've got to say something.
The middle passage.
Whoa. Sounds like an event.
Is it the Silk Road? So is it a mountain pass that connects Afghanistan and Pakistan, which has been one of the most important trade routes between Central and South Asia? The Silk Road? Yeah, that's China. Road. That's right. China.
No, let's just...
Let's put the Silk Road, but we're idiots for doing it. Okay. Oh, and I know exactly who's going to be watching things.
And then connection, should we just say what could it possibly
rules,
be?
Rules. Oh, God, this is a bloodbath. This is one of the worst
horrific
rounds we've ever had. Genuinely. This is like, it's never been this awful.
So
it's never been this bad.
We went in so confident
We might surprise ourselves.
Yeah.
So here we go. Which British serial killer signed his taunting letters to Scotland Yard with From Hell? It was... Indeed, Jack the Ripper.
Well done, guys. Brilliant. And well done for sticking with us, by the
point,
way.
That's a point. Which car did Thierry Henry famously advertise with the slogan, Va Va Voo?
So excited to find out.
We said quite a few car brands. Citroën or for French. It is. We were sort of joking about this. It's a Renault Clio.
Really?
A obviously. Renault Clio.
Yeah, right.
Clio. So, do you know what? Can we just for our own enjoyment...
Try and work out
the links from this? So we've got Ripper. Jack the Ripper.
Renault Clio. Is Clio like is that a name of someone? Or?
I suppose it's like a...
Clio.
Jack Clio.
Clio.
But then...
Clio.
What's that Australian one where it's like, they say Clio?
Clio. Yeah. Condensation.
What's that?
It's from H2O Just Add Water, isn't it? Because if they're mermaids and if they get wet, then they turn into mermaids.
The amazing twist if it was his was if that was his link.
I don't mean Mike.
Mike from Newcastle.
Obviously, it's all about H2O Just Add Water. Mike's special subject.
There'd be uproar in the Greg's pub. Yeah. Which rank in the British Army or RAF is represented by wearing three chevrons? It is sergeant.
Sergeant.
Jack the Ripper.
Right.
Renault Clio, sergeant.
Is it Dad's Army? Sergeant Jack, Sergeant Cleo, Sergeant? I don't even think those people exist. I'm just making them up. They sounded like they could be. Yeah.
You
had
me there.
It might be a show where it's like, Sergeant.
Sounded about right. The pop group, we obviously know it's Girls Aloud.
Genuinely, guys.
He's highlighted, sorry, can I just say, so certain words he's highlighted. So Jack the Ripper, nothing in there is capitalised. Renault Clio is capitalised. Sergeant is all capitalised. Girls Aloud, Girls is capitalised.
Sergeant,
the mountain pass which connects Afghanistan and Pakistan is the Khyber Pass. And you guys, any clue on the connection?
Really?
Clio,
Sergeant, Jack the Ripper, Girls.
So it is Carry On Films. Carry On Jack, oh. Carry On Clio, Carry On Sergeant, Carry On Girls, Carry On Up the Khyber.
Fucking hell. So what was the first one? Carry On Jack?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the Carry On Films are.
The Carry On Films were it's hard to explain. They were sort of like, they were comedy films with pretty much the same cast and the same sort of jokes, like very bawdy, like innuendos. Mm. Barbara Windsor, who played Peggy Mitchell, was in a lot of them.
Oh.
But there'd be different settings. So like, there'd be one on a cruise ship, there'd be one set in a doctor's office. I mean, yeah, it's a strange one.
So, Lily, that brings us to the end of Mike's quiz. Mike, thank you so much for sending in the quiz.
Yeah, Mike, very clever.
We genuinely enjoyed it. We've got a 9 out of 16, which isn't awful. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's not...
Yeah,
it's probably mid-table. It's mid-table.
It's average.
How's it made you feel?
Not great.
Okay.
Would you do a little review of... Would you do a little review of Mike's quiz for us? Just out of 10 and then, like, your thoughts on it.
I think Mike's quiz was... a great quiz. I think out of 10 I'd give it, it's a little bit old for me, but that's not a reflection on you, Mike, I'd like to add, so maybe probably about a 7 or an 8.
Yeah. Lily, you've been an absolute pleasure to quiz with.
Oh, thank you.
Would you consider doing it again one day?
Yeah, of course. This is a lot of fun.
So, Mike, from the Branding Villa. It's an unusual name for a pub, isn't it?
Ooh. Branding
Villa. In Garforth.
Gosforth.
Who runs his pub. Runs his quiz every Sunday at 8 p.m. Thank you so much for listening.
Right, let's go. See you later. See you later. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.